This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 901. How many fillers the examiner wants on your IELTS speaking exam?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There are fantastic fillers that will get you the score you need on IELTS speaking. Today, we answer a challenging question that was left in a review of our podcast. Listen in to find out how to use fillers for a 7 or higher. Aubrey.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're talking about like fillers and hesitations today. That's why I did that. And I want to draw attention to how unnatural that sounded. Okay,
right.
Because this has to do with what we're talking about today. Like, I would never have that many ums and ers. Okay. Mm-hmm. But guys, I mean, if you listen to the show a lot, we say sometimes. I don't think I ever actually say though.
No, but for sure, every now and then in the middle, I'll say, okay, what's next? Yeah.
It's natural, right? So guys, yeah. We're going to get into these fillers today because we had actually a really interesting question left in a review for the podcast. And thank you for leaving that review, guys. That's a great place to ask us questions. And it's a bit of a challenge. We are going to clear up some misunderstandings, guys. How many fillers should you have? What should they be? When does it start to lower your score? So very vital information today.
Yes. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, not only can you read, there's actually really good information in every review. I've been surprised all of the IELTS tidbits that test taker, you know, students who have taken the test before leave these jewels in the reviews. And also you're missing content. We publish 3 episodes a week. So if you haven't subscribed to All Ears English Podcast and IELTS Energy Podcast, make sure that you're subscribed on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. And when you're subscribed, then you won't miss any of our bonuses as well, like invitations to special classes and free web classes and stuff like that. New courses. So definitely subscribe, guys. Okay, cool. So Aubrey, will you do me the honor of reading that review, please?
Yes, I will. So the review said, "Hello, guys. I found your podcast 2 months ago, and I've been listening to it ever since, and I couldn't love it more. But I don't know if I can trust you after listening to one of your early episodes in which you advised against using fillers like like, you know. In Cambridge Mindset 3, it's clearly stated that the use of such fillers will make your speech more natural, and even an example of fast speech without the use of such fillers is put in the book as an example of a low score. Please clarify this for me. Otherwise, I can't trust you guys anymore, and I will not keep suggesting you to my friends and students. I love your podcast so much."
Hi. So, wow. Okay. So yes. I'll tell you guys, I just want to share this with our listeners. When Aubrey read that to me right before we recorded, the way I responded, I was like, that took me on a journey, because it's like, right. Oh, he likes us. Oh, he doesn't like us. Oh, he likes us. Oh, he doesn't like us. Okay. So, guys, I'm going to answer this as honestly and directly as I can as a former examiner of 14 years. Okay. Now, what does this have to do with your score? Let's think about this. Okay. Your fluency score literally depends on not pausing too often, on not having disconnected speech, right? On not sounding natural, right? So guys, if you're using too many ums and ers, your fluency score goes down, all right? Cause and effect, a very, very direct connection there. Now, having said that, some, of course, are natural, like we noted before. Don't say nobody says but yeah, I just said So
yes.
How do we know? How do examiners know if it's natural or not? I mean, First of all, native speakers know if it sounds natives natural.
Right.
But here's the thing. You guys, examiners are so highly trained. And besides the training we get to be IELTS examiners, we've also been teachers for years and years and years. Okay, so we know the difference. We know the reason behind the hesitation and the filler. So here's the thing, guys. A native speaker uses a filler like and we're gonna give you more fillers in a second, guys. A native speaker would say if we are thinking of an idea, right? But a student of a low level says because they simply don't have the language. They don't have the idea in English, right? So searching for an idea versus searching for like, how do I say this in English? An examiner knows the difference. And I'm sure Aubrey, you can tell the difference too.
Oh, definitely. I can tell like at the beginning of a question or at the beginning of an answer, if a student says, and they're clearly just trying to think of something to say, that is not a filler. That is just a pause. They're just hesitating. Their fluency score is going to be affected because they just can't think of something to say. And that is where you need a native natural filler instead of the But if you were to have an in the middle of a sentence that a native would use, that's not affecting your score.
Exactly. And I think there's something to say about the rhythm of it as well, if it's natural or not, right? I think often if it's used at the very beginning of something, then it's not going to sound natural. Like it doesn't fit into any flow. It means it's obvious you don't know kind of what to say. But if it's in the flow of a sentence, right? Like if I'm trying to think of a question, right? So like where I put right there, that change in intonation, it shows that it's still part of connected speech. It shows that it's still natural. So I'm drawing attention to how we say it as well, because I think that also matters.
Yeah, definitely. Some are just natural. Natives use them. Examiners are, and just like this, the person who left this review stated, we need that. We need this natural speech, this native speech. And so you do need fillers, especially for part one, to make it sound more informal.
Right, exactly. So another thing, guys, now this is really important. Sure, is okay sometimes. Right? But no. First of all, any repetition is bad on IELTS for vocabulary and in this case, fluency. So guys, if you are relying on a filler as a crutch, that means you have one or two filler phrases that you just use over and over, like you have 10 and 10 likes, right? Then it's bad because you're repeating yourself and you're pausing too much. Then it's bad. It's too much. But if you have a variety of filler phrases, it's not like a crutch, right? You're showing like more of a range in your filler phrases, then it's actually really good for your fluency score.
Exactly. And that's what the examiner's listening for, that range of filler phrases, just that you're fluent, you always have something to say. And if you're repeating one over and over and over, then your vocabulary score is going down, your fluency score is going down. So we're going to talk about a few that you can use instead of repeating Use it once, maybe twice, and then have some others in your pocket.
Right. So some of these fillers, guys, these are actually a review of an episode we did a long time ago, because today is episode 901. Say what? I love that. But guys, go back and listen to IELTS Energy episode 413, because there are more examples of good filler phrases. So we're going to sort of mention some of our favorite ones from that episode, but then I have another one that I want to teach you guys today. Aubrey, what are some other ways we can replace like or
Yes, we can say I mean, or what I mean is, and we also really often say, you know,
totally.
And we'll just throw that in, right? Or I feel like. These are just little fillers that can fill a pause. And it's okay if it's taking you a second to think of an answer. You just need something to fill that space that's native, natural, and not repetitive. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Today's question came from one of our podcast reviews. We love hearing what you think about the podcast, so leave us a review. You can also ask questions there. And if you haven't yet, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We publish 3 new episodes every week, along with bonuses and breaking IELTS news. So subscribe today to make sure you never miss an episode.
And I like the function of these as well. Like, it's not just, you know, just say it whenever you're pausing. I mean, I think there's slightly different ways we use them. So if you feel like you've talked too much, or you feel like you're not saying something correctly, then just pause for a second, take a breath and say, I mean, or what I mean is, and then give an example or try to say it in a simple way, right? You know, could be anywhere.
Yes.
I feel like we use this like it's like feelings, right? Or we use this to introduce something you think is true. Okay. So like, for example, if somebody asks me, is the movie at 8 o'clock tomorrow? I could be like, I feel like that's correct, but I'm not sure. Let me check.
Yes. And if it is a question that you need just a second to think about, like, you know, what's your favorite thing to do with a group of friends? And you're taking just a second to think about it. You can say, I feel like it depends on the situation.
Totally.
If we are at a bar, right? And it's given you just a second to think of, okay, how do I want to answer this?
That's so natural. Oh, I love it. Okay. So remember, guys, there are those phrases and more in IELTS Energy 413. But I want to talk about another filler phrase that I think is so natural, a little bit slangy. But, you know, it's not too informal for part 3, precisely because it is so natural. Like, I would say this maybe in a part 3 answer. I would say this anywhere. So, okay. You could do this in a couple different ways. The long phrase would be, okay, whatever. Anyway, moving on. I like this if like we feel like, again, like maybe we've talked too much, because this happens when we're nervous. Maybe we're like, oh my God, I have repeated myself too many times, or I've talked about this big party too many times. I need to move on. Or if you feel like, okay, I don't know how to finish that point well, but I need to move on to the next point, then this is great, right?
Yes.
Would you say something like this, Aubrey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, if I feel like I've kind of rambled about something, I cut myself off, right? I'm like, okay, anyway, moving on. And then I'll sort of change the subject myself or share a different point. Yeah, that's
right.
A very native.
I love it. So definitely not for writing, guys, but excellent anywhere on the speaking exam. And just also to note that how important informal phrases are. We had a student a while back, Tanya, and she came to us very frustrated, already living in Canada, and she still got a 5.5 on her speaking test. And she's like, what in the world? Like, I'm living here. I speak English every day. Why did I get a 5.5? So one of the issues, guys, and one thing that I worked on in a personal coach class with her was to include informal phrases, mostly at the beginning, not informal phrases, informal fillers at the beginning of answers, right? Not being all robot-y and student-y and like directly answering the question, but being more native and natural about it. So at the beginning of a phrase, of a answer, be like, well, let's see. Okay, you know, I do live in Canada or whatever. So if we use a lot of phrases like that, it gets us over that 7 border, right? Between a 6 and a 7 for fluency. And she ended up getting a 7.5. Like, she even said that informal fillers, she feels like, was like a huge help in that score.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it also sort of relaxes you when you're speaking to the examiner. If you are very stiff and student-y and answering your question with, yes, I think this is, you know, just very directly. But if you're using some of this slang and these informal fillers, it sort of relaxes you, makes you feel like you're speaking to a friend, which is how you should sound for part 1.
Right.
And that's going to get you a higher score.
That's a good point. Exactly, guys. So it's all about being natural and appropriate to the tone of the question, right? So I think we have very thoroughly answered this lovely reviewer's question. So thank you for asking that. Guys, if you also have questions, there are a couple different things you could do to get those questions to us. You could put it in a review, which we love, love, love reviews. Please leave us a review. Ask us a question there, or just email our team. Support.
Help you out.
support@allearsenglish.com.
Nice. That's like the first time I've ever given you. Usually I'm like, Jessica, what's the...
Because I was staring at the word subscribe on my screen, because that's the next thing I want to tell you guys. Don't miss any of our answers by subscribing to the show.
Yes, nice. Well, thanks for joining me today, Jessica. I loved that review, actually. I think it's so great to clear up any misunderstandings.
Totally.
Clarify, because we know you were an instructor or an examiner for 14 years, so you have all this inside information, but I can see how there could be misunderstandings sometimes
for sure.
With podcasts or stuff we share. So definitely email us, guys, support@allearsenglish.com, or leave us a review. Leave us a comment on Facebook if you're in Three Keys. If you're not, get into Three Keys, allearsenglish.com/keys. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Awesome. All right. Have a good day, Aubrey.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.